Sic luceat vestra coram hominibus. Let your light shine before men. That's the gospel we have today. And it's applied, obviously, to our saint today, a confessor named Saint Hyacinth. He was known as the sort of wonder worker of his day, just like the Saint Gregory that has the same feast as Saint Hugh of Lincoln in November. He is known as the miracle worker. So also today, Saint Hyacinth is known as that. He's a Polish saint. He was took the habit from Saint Dominic, the Dominican habit, and preached very much and did all sorts of apostolic work, whether it was with the sick, the poor, or just simply preaching. After all, he was the Dominican preacher, and that's what they were known for. But he worked very many miracles, as I said. On one occasion, he was just finishing up the holy sacrifice of the Mass when the Tartars were invading Russia in the very city where he was. So, as I said, he just finished Mass, and he came down from the altar and was still in his vestments. Then, in order to escape the enemies, he took the Blessed Sacrament out of the tabernacle so as to avoid any sort of desecration of the Holy Eucharist. And he told his priests to follow him without any fear. So the other fathers, brothers of the Dominican order followed him. And it says that as he was walking out the church, he was also very devoted to Our Lady, and there was this one statue made of alabaster. It was quite a heavy and large statue. And he said his prayers frequently before that image of Our Lady. Well, as he was passing, he had the Blessed Sacrament in his hands. As he passed Our Lady, the statue miraculously spoke to him and said to him, "Hyacinth, will you leave me at the mercy of my enemies? Take me with you." And so it says that he looked at the statue and tears filled his eyes. He couldn't bear to leave his Blessed Mother there. But he said, "Well, how can I carry you? You're so heavy." And Our Lady just simply said, "Just try." And so he did. Our Lord was in one hand and in the right hand, and then with one hand, he managed to pick up the statue of Our Lady. And then he walked out of the church and down through the streets, right in the midst of his enemies. And he was taken, he walked with the other priests. He made it to the gates of the city safely, without any problems whatsoever. But then he came to a river, and it says that there was no boat there to take him across. There was nothing. No bridge, nothing. And, of course, he had God in one hand and his Heavenly Mother in another. So what's he do? He places all his confidence, says a little prayer, and he walks across the river with dry feet. And he made it safely through the intercession of his Heavenly Mother and the protection of his God. It says that on another occasion, when he was out, I think he was out preaching. Well, again, there was no gate, no bridge, nothing like that to get there. And so what did he do? Again, he said a little prayer. He put his cloak down on the water, and then he sailed across this large body of water so that he could preach to the others. Well, then he told his brothers, "Well, you do the same thing." And the whole lot of them sailed across into the town miraculously, in which they were to preach. Well, we're not miracle workers, and we're far from it, and we'll probably never work a miracle in our whole life. So what's the lesson of today's scene? After all, in the collect of today's Mass, it says that we're celebrating his birth. Natalitia is the word that it uses in Latin. And what does that mean? It's the natal day, the birthday of the saint into heaven. Although he didn't die today, he actually died on the feast of Our Lady's Assumption and was born into heaven, it says, on that very day. Well, as I said, he had a great devotion to the Holy Eucharist and to his Heavenly Mother. And he had a daily practice of offering up every new action to God. And before every new action, he would invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary to assist him in that action. Well, that's how we can imitate him. We already make our morning offering, at least I hope so, every day, because that is what makes us, as long as we're in the state of grace and we make that morning offering, everything that we do in the day becomes meritorious. It raises our place in heaven. It raises our eternal glory at every moment, and every action becomes a prayer. And St. Paul tells us to pray always, and that's how we pray always, is to make that morning offering so that everything becomes a prayer. Well, the Curia of Ars tells us a sound piece of advice. He says, do nothing that you cannot offer to God. Think about that for a little bit of time. Do nothing that you cannot offer to Almighty God. That's one piece of advice. But the second is this. For every new duty, now I'm not speaking about the tiny duties here and there. If you change from washing dishes to another tiny one, part of house cleaning, you don't have to renew your resolution to do all for the glory of God. But at least from time to time, throughout the day, renew that morning offering. Say something small, just something to raise your mind and heart to God, and remind yourself of why you're doing this or that job, why you're trying to bear this or that cross patiently, all for the glory of God, all in union with the sufferings of our Lord Jesus crucified, for something like that, because it makes everything that we do a prayer, meritorious. We don't have to work miracles. We just simply do all that we do in the day and suffer all that God sends our way for God. And that is how you and I, little saints that we hope to be, will gain paradise and will be able in that little way to gaze upon the face of our Blessed Mother for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.